Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to release 17th installment of PM Kisan Samman Nidhi of 20,000 crore rupees this evening. India and the US holds deliberations on initiative of critical and emerging technology, underscore their commitment on partnerships across strategic technology sectors. Fitch Ratings increases India's growth forecast for current fiscal year to 7.2% from 7%. Indian filmmaker Vinod Ganatra conferred Nelson Mandela's Lifetime Achievement Award. And in javelin, world champion Neeraj Chopra will be in action at World Athletics Continental Gold Tour in Finland today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 17th installment of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi amounting to more than 20,000 crore rupees to around 9.26 crore beneficiary farmers through direct benefit transfer today. More from our correspondent.
Whole Kashi is eagerly waiting to welcome its iconic representative who won their heart third time. This is the first visit of Narendra Modi to Varanasi after being sworn in as Prime Minister for third consecutive term, and a grand welcome by the party workers is waiting for him. After arriving Kashi in evening, Prime Minister will participate in PM Kisan Samman Sammelan in Mehndi Ganj area of Varanasi. PM Modi is also scheduled to meet few farmers at the Kisan Sammelan and review their products. He signed his first file authorizing release of 17th installment of PM Kisan Nidhi, reflecting the commitment of the government towards farmer welfare, and the first big public appearance of Prime Minister is also focused on the issues of farmers. During the event, Prime Minister will grant certificates to more than 30,000 women from self-help groups as Krishi Sakhis. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Varanasi.
We spoke to agriculture expert Dr. Sant Kumar Chaudhary.
When Honorable Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi ji, after starting his third tenure, first step he has taken that 6,000 rupees, which is going directly to in the account of farmers' account, is a great honor to our farmers. Our farmers has done a lot of work by which we are now free from import of grain. So, since called Atmanirbhar Bharat.
So far, more than 11 crore eligible farmer families have received benefits of more than 3 lakh 4,000 crore rupees under PM Kisan scheme. During the event, the Prime Minister will also grant certificates to more than 30,000 women from self-help groups as Krishi Sakhis. This certification course also aligns with the objectives of the Lakhpati Didi program. During his Varanasi visit today, he will participate in PM Kisan Samman Sammelan. The Prime Minister will depart for Bihar tomorrow. Akashvani correspondent reports that this is the first visit of Mr. Modi to Varanasi after being sworn in as Prime Minister for the third time. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the 10th International Day of Yoga celebration in Srinagar on the 21st of this month. This year's International Day of Yoga theme is Yoga for Self and Society. Addressing media in New Delhi today, Union Ayush Minister Pratap Rao Jadhav emphasized that this year's theme highlights yoga's dual role in fostering individual and societal well-being. He said yoga nurtures physical, mental and spiritual growth while promoting societal harmony. The minister added that the enthusiastic participation of millions in recent years reflects the profound impact of yoga on communities.
इस बार का अंतर्राष्ट्रीय योग दिवस जम्मू कश्मीर के श्रीनगर में 21 जून को मनाया जाएगा। प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी जनमानस के साथ कॉमन योग प्रोटोकॉल के अनुसार सामूहिक योगाभ्यास करेंगे। पहले प्रोफेसर आयुष्मान कॉमिक बुक, जिसे बच्चे सरल भाषा में और आकर्षक चित्रों के माध्यम से योग की शिक्षा प्राप्त कर सकेंगे। ब्रेल लिपि में कॉमन योग प्रोटोकॉल बुक, जो हमारे नेत्रहीन साथी अब इस पुस्तक का उपयोग कर योग की शिक्षा प्राप्त कर सकते हैं। लॉन्च योग की शैक्षिक दुनिया में एक बहुत बड़ा प्रयास है।
On the occasion, Mr. Jadhav launched a common yoga protocol book in Braille script to support visually impaired people to learn and practice yoga with convenience. He also launched Professor Ayushman Comic on Yoga. This book will help children to learn and practice yoga with interest and entertainment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged Gram Panchayat heads to make holistic health a people-led movement by spreading awareness about yoga and millets. In a letter to Gram Pradhans, the Prime Minister said, organizing yoga-based programs in Panchayat premises, schools, Anganwadis, community health centers and other such places would serve as a catalyst to inspire people, particularly youths, to embrace sustainable and stress-free lifestyle. Extending greetings to all residents of village panchayats for the 10th International Yoga Day, Mr. Modi highlighted this celebration as a testament to the global impact of yoga and its positive influence on people's lives. With a view to boost innovation to transform rural life and herald digital inclusion, the central government has invited proposals for 5G intelligent village and quantum encryption algorithm. Industry, MSMEs, startups, academia and government departments involved in technology design, development and commercialization of telecommunication products and solutions have been invited to participate. The 5G Intelligent Village Initiative underscores the need for equitable technological advancement by harnessing the transformative power of 5G technology to uplift rural communities. It aims to address critical pillars such as agriculture, education, healthcare, governance and sustainability. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval chaired the second meeting of the U.S.-India Initiative on Critical and Emerging Technology, ISET, with his United States counterpart Jake Sullivan in New Delhi. During the second ISET meeting yesterday, Mr. Doval and Mr. Sullivan set the vision for the next chapter of the Strategic Technology Partnership. The White House said both sides underscored their commitment to orienting the cooperation around breakthrough achievements in priority critical and emerging technology areas by focusing on co-production, co-development, and research and development opportunities and enhancing coordination with like-minded nations to deliver secure, reliable, and cost-competitive technology solutions for the American and Indian people and partners around the world. They welcomed the inaugural meeting of the U.S.-India ROK Trilateral Technology Dialogue held in Seoul in March and ongoing cooperation with Australia and Japan through the Quad. The White House has reiterated that the visit of U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan to India will further deepen the already strong partnership between the two countries and create a more prosperous Indo-Pacific. In a White House press briefing, White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby cited India and the U.S. as the two oldest and largest democracies, adding that they both share a unique bond of friendship. He further underscored the purpose of Jake Sullivan's visit, which is to expand key areas of cooperation between the two nations. Earlier, Sullivan called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi and briefed him on the progress in various areas of bilateral cooperation, particularly under the Initiative on Critical and Emerging Technologies. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023 and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Midday News. Fitch Ratings increased India's growth forecast for the current fiscal year to 7.2%, up from 7% projected in March. This revision is due to a recovery in consumer spending and increased investment. Fitch Ratings' quarterly Global Economic Outlook report published today also depicted raised world growth forecast for 2024 to 2.6% from 2.4%. Confidence in European recovery prospects has improved and China's export sector is experiencing a revival. Domestic demand in emerging markets, excluding China, shows strong momentum. These factors highlight a positive outlook for global economic growth in the coming year. India's equity benchmarks opened in the green today. In a remarkable intraday session, Sensex and the Nifty hit their new all-time high levels. The BSE Sensex surged by 225 points, reaching a milestone of 77,218. NSE Nifty also scaled new heights, gaining 67 points to touch a record peak of 23,533 at 1 p.m. This surge not only underscores the resilience of Indian markets, but also signals optimism among investors amid favorable economic conditions, both domestically and globally. Today, the Border Roads Organization, BRO, and Mangan District Administration have successfully evacuated over 500 tourists stranded beyond Chungthang due to a recent flood in Sikkim.
Despite facing adverse weather conditions including heavy rainfall and landslides, the operation commenced with resilience and strategic condition. The BRO's prompt response and effective clearance of obstructed pathway play a pivotal role in ensuring the safe passage of tourists to secure location. This rapid evacuation efforts not only demonstrate the BRO's capability in crisis management but also underscore their commitment to safeguarding lives during natural disaster. Mangan district official stated that if weather conditions improve, the remaining tourists will be evacuated by airways. To facilitate this, 6 MI helicopters are on standby at Bagdogra. Additionally, due to intense rain and mudslide, all the schools under the Mangan Jangu and Mangan cluster shall remain closed. Diliram Dulal, Akashwani News, Gangtok.
Incessant rain continues in Arunachal Pradesh. Road blockages have been reported from many interior places due to landslide and flash flood caused by heavy rain. In the Papumpare district, there are reports of huge traffic jam at Doimukh area due to blockage of road at Chiputa village, where commuters are left stranded since this morning. Inter Meteorological Department has issued red alert for two districts, Papumpare and Kurunkume. It has also issued orange alerts for 9 districts and the rest are marked in yellow category. In a major relief from the ongoing heat wave, Inter Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heat wave conditions to abate in pockets of northwest and east India from today. Talking to Akashwani News, IMD scientist Shoma Sen Roy said, under the western disturbance, parts of Punjab and Haryana will cool down today with possibility of thunderstorms. Meanwhile, Dr. Roy said heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and northeast India during the next 2 to 3 days.
We have had reports of extremely heavy rainfall recorded over Meghalaya, Assam, Tripura, Arunachal Pradesh, as well as sub-Himalayan West Bengal and East Bihar. So this is due to the monsoon flow, southwesterly strong flow over the Bay of Bengal is bringing a lot of moisture into this area, because of which we expect extremely heavy rainfall likely to continue over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Assam and Meghalaya, as well as Arunachal Pradesh during the next 2 to 3 days.
Globally acclaimed filmmaker Vinod Ganatra has become the first Indian to be conferred the prestigious Nelson Mandela Lifetime Achievement Award of South Africa for his contribution to films. He was honored with the coveted award at the ongoing 7th Nelson Mandela Children's Film Festival for his immense contributions to the world of cinema for kids. The 18th Mumbai International Film Festival for Documentary, Short Fiction and Animation Films is underway in Mumbai. Various films including Stained Skin, Crazy Blood, Crust, Vaidyaraj, Challenge, Men in Blue, Bay of Blood, Lovely Jackson, Rotten Blood, Precious, Summer 96, Empire of Cats, The Art of Animation will be screened today. In javelin, Olympic and world champion Neeraj Chopra will be in action at the World Athletics Continental Gold Tour at the Paavo Nurmi Stadium in Turku, Finland today. The current Asian Games gold medalist and Diamond League finals winner will be challenged by Max Denning of Germany, the youngest member of the coveted 90-meter club and also the season leader. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, 8 teams that qualified for this phase have now been finalized. Bangladesh was the last team to qualify after their victory over Nepal. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. From Minister Narendra Modi to release 17th installment of PM Kisan Samman Nidhi of 20,000 crore rupees this evening. India and the US hold deliberations on initiative of critical and emerging technology, underscore their commitment on partnerships across strategic technology sectors. Fitch Ratings increases India's growth forecast for current fiscal year to 7.2% from 7%. Indian filmmaker Vinod Ganatra conferred Nelson Mandela Lifetime Achievement Award. And in javelin, world champion Neeraj Chopra will be in action at World Athletics Continental Gold Tour in Finland today. And with that, we end the midday news.